The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You join us on a morning that sees Fountain of Youth just two behind Clough, the early front runner in the bespoke sauce race. That's what we're going to call it. So you were way, way ahead.
I know, and I went to an early lead thanks to a lot of Forest fans getting in touch.
Yeah, which is why we know Notts County are the greatest football club in the world.
They sing a great song about a wheelbarrow. It just goes, I had a wheelbarrow, the wheel fell off. 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 Just over and over again. Well, so you could sing that if you want.
No, they're a special bunch of fans. It's so moving, actually. You've really touched me.
I thought the lyrics were going to change.
That's the verse and the chorus.
Yeah. But the lyrics don't change, but the lyrics have changed me. Come on, Notts County. So basically, if you would like to choose a bottle of sauce, it can be Matt's Hot Sauce Clough or my sweet barbecue sauce, Fountain of Youth. You need to turn Sauce Whisperer. Listen to a snippet from yesterday's show. Now, this comes from when we were collecting your cool badges, and listener Helen threw her friend Lee under the cool badge bus. Have a listen. My friend Lee confessed to me at the weekend that in the 90s, she had business cards printed with Lee at dot on them.
Oh no.
And she used to keep them in a special spring-loaded holder. What was the email address on the business card in the spring-loaded holder? Was it A, topchick.com? That's A, topchick.com, or B, groovygal.org.uk. Or B, groovygal.org.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is time to give away some merchandise. Hoping to win, we have Claire in Leeds. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Claire. Hello.
Claire, welcome along to the show. Claire loves absolute 80s. No one's going to change her mind on that, and we respect you for that, Claire. Were you listening to the show yesterday? Did you hear the cool badge moment, or are you just having a guess at it?
No, I heard it.
You heard it. So my question to you is, a listener by the name of Lee had some business cards printed in the 90s that she handed out in a spring-loaded holder. But on them was the email address lee@topchick.com or lee@groovygal.org.uk. What's your answer, Claire?
It was Topchick.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go. My friend Lee confessed to me at the weekend that in the 90s she had business cards printed with lee@topchick.com on them.
Oh no.
And she used to keep them in a special spring-loaded holder. You know, the more I hear that, the more tragic it gets. It's a tragic badge is what that is.
It was never cool.
No, never ever cool.
Quirky or fun.
But Claire, congratulations, you have won yourself a bottle of bespoke sauce. But which will it be? That's the big question. Claire, soon on your dining table, there will be a bottle of sauce. One has a silhouette of Brian Clough on it. The other, and I tell no lies here, has my head photoshopped onto the body of a baby. So are you going for Clough or Fountain of Youth?
Fountain of Youth.
Yes!
Oh, my God. What a turnaround this
Let's celebrate, guys and girls. Let's do it.
Oh, here we go. The Notts County fans are celebrating.
Let's celebrate. They? Come on. Here they are.
What a song. Come on, everyone. The wheel fell off.
I don't know the words, man.
Neither do I. The one line.
Beautiful. And so poignant, particularly at these times. So you think, really nice. Claire, thank you for tuning into the show on Absolute 80s. And thank you for choosing Fountain of Youth. We'll get you your sauce straight away. Well done.
Thank you.
Cheers, Claire.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On the way, your chance to win your way into Green Day as part of 10 weeks of tickets. But right now, it's the Social Ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's coming and going on socials?
Well, obviously, the big news all over the socials is the Jenny Leck being announced.
Is that what they're calling it now?
That's what everyone's calling it now. You heard it here first on the Social Ammo Desk a while ago. The Jenny Leck was announced by a rain-soaked Sunak, the D-ream-drenched Prime Minister, confirming it'll happen on the 4th of July. But that's what they're calling it, the Jenny Leck. Some people, there's a new one as well, some people saying the Snappy G, because it was a snap general election. A lot of people referring to it as the Snappy G. But I think Jenny Leck is one that's
You know my takeaway from all this?
Yeah.
Is anybody listening to us right now whose name is Jennifer Leck? You are or know a Jenny Leck.
Oh, yes.
Get in touch at 8:12:15. We'd love to have Jenny Leck here on the Breakfast Show.
That would be
what
amazing.
Else is going on, Matt?
Well, there's a great clip from a comedian called Tom Glover about the changing face of kids' packed lunches to move us on from the politics. It's how they've changed over the years since the 90s,
it's a nice idea.
Which is obvious when you think about it. But this is how you send your child into primary schools in the morning these days.
Okay, so done your lunchbox. You got some hummus with some carrot sticks and cucumber and some rice cakes. Okay, once you've eaten that, you've got your five a day. So apple, banana, strawberry, kiwi, blueberry. And if you finish all of it, as a little treat, a little box of raisins. Yeah. Don't need to thank me. Just make sure you recycle the box when you're done. And in your backpack, 4 litres of water. That's two for the morning, two for the afternoon. Now get in there. Be the change you want to see in the world, darling.
Oh.
Daddy loves you. Yeah, give me a big cuddle.
Which is great.
I'm okay,
there's nothing wrong
with
that.
Well observed.
But this is what it was like getting a packed lunch to go to school with in the 90s.
Right, I've done your lunchbox. You got a Billy Bear face lunch and mix sandwich. I like to cut the crusts off. And if you pick up Billy's eyes, you pretend that's your own face. A little trick for you there. You got some Flaming Hot Monster Munch today. Now make sure you're eating those in front of the other kids. It's intimidating. Lets them know you can't be bullied. Okay?
Oh,
and we haven't got any fruit in at the moment, so I've just put in an orange club biscuit. That's going to have to do. And there's some sherbet straws in there. If you have those at break time, that just gives you a little bit of buzz to get you through to the end of the day. All right? And in your bag, you got a 6-pack of Shandy Bass. Now please don't drink those all in one go, because your teachers say if you do, you get a little bit punchy in the afternoon.
Oh.
All right? Then get in there. Give them hell. Don't touch me. It's a sign of weakness.
How times have changed.
Superb.
Yeah, amazing clip. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where every single week I like to give you the opportunity to just say, hey, I'm a freak and I'm proud. And it's a feature named, Is It Weird That I... Basically, you just complete that sentence, send it along to 8:12:15, and let us judge your weirdness, because we're all a bit weird.
Everyone's a little bit weird, Dave.
In fact, a little later on in the show, Matt and I are going to tell you something super weird that happened to us just yesterday in this very building. But right now, to give you a little flavour, literally, this is a listener by the name of Alison talking food stuff with us just last week. You start at the bottom and work your way up to the top of what?
A fab ice lolly.
A fab Ooh. Ice lolly. When did this start for you, Alison?
Well, I think possibly we could put it down to a midlife crisis. It only happened... I turned 50 in December, and it only happened a few months ago. I thought, oh,
that's
actually.
When it started.
It was like, do I get a sports car or do I start eating fabs from the bottom up? It's a classic midlife crisis dilemma.
Yeah, yeah.
So what the dream for you, Alison, is that in the end, your fab has got no red bit, no white bit, and you've just got a long stick with a chocolate bit and hundreds of thousands on the top.
Yeah.
Well, no, but the red and the white bit are inside.
They are, they're all it's all layers.
It's
like a tree. You can't open calories. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah, actually. You can tell how old a fab is.
It is one of nature's great wonders, the fab.
My 12-year-old daughter Bess went to the shop on the way home from school on Friday. I said, oh, what have you got from the co-op? She goes, just 12 fabs.
12 fabs?
12. That's all she had.
So they come in packs of 12.
They come in packs of 6, but she got 2 of them.
Yeah, I love to crack open a 6-pack on a Friday night, don't you?
They weren't even on offer.
Oh,
she just bought them.
Come on.
What are you doing?
When she woke up next morning, she got the wrappers all just discarded over. Oh, yeah. What a big night. Well, let me just say, Alison, it has been fab talking to you here.
Oh, yes.
On the... What's that smell? Is it? It's another award. Thank you once again to Alison. Yes, is it weird that I send them along right now to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets has bought us the game Dial Emma. We're going to call somebody named Emma, or are they? Our listener will have 20 seconds on the clock to ask as many questions as they like to decide if we really did dial Emma. And today, because of people getting it wrong all week, we have 6 tickets to give away to see Green Day live. Hoping to bag the whole lot is Anna. Good morning, Anna.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. So, Anna, you work at some stables?
I do.
That's where you play the horses, Absolute Radio?
I do, yeah.
Are they a big fan of the main station?
Oh, hello. No.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Nateys.
When we say we could do this all day, we have done in the past and we will do again. So I'm going to try and keep this on track. Okay, so Anna, we are going to be calling somebody. You have 20 seconds to ask them as many questions as you like to determine, did we really dial Emma? Because Dial Emma is the name of a Green Day song. Are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
Here we go. Who's that on line 2?
It's Emma.
Or is it? Anna, your questions begin now.
Hello, Emma. What's your full name?
Oh. My name's Emma Jones.
And where do you work? Oh, are you on maternity leave at the moment? Oh.
Maybe I'm a newsreader.
Do you have 2 children?
I do.
Your time is up, Anna. I don't think you need any more than the 20 seconds. So tell us, yes or no, did we dial Emma?
I think, yes, you did.
Yes, we dialed Emma. Not just any Emma. Emma Jones. So, Anna, firstly, congratulations. You've got 6 tickets to see Green Day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll speak to you real soon.
Brilliant. Thanks very
Take
much.
Take care. Well done, Anna. Emma Jones is on the breakfast show, everyone. Hello, Emma.
Hello. Well done, Anna. That was the easiest competition I've ever heard.
What's your surname? What do you do? I mean, why has no one thought to do that? Yeah. It was genius. Yeah. You obviously have a very recognisable voice to people who tune into this breakfast show. So, Emma, we won't keep you too long because you literally have babe in arms. Little Sadie was 2 months old yesterday.
I know. It's been 9 weeks already. I can't believe it. It feels like it's gone like the quickest, but also it feels like it's been forever at the same time.
Well, she's such a cutie. I mean, you must feel absolutely in love.
Yeah, in love, very tired, bit stressed. But we're fine.
Well, that's just marriage. I mean, don't worry about it. They're all the components of a marriage, I'm sure. I noticed that on your socials the other day you posted that you have both the kids. You had Sadie and Joseph, so you did the only sensible thing, which was to move back into mum and dad's. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. What else would you do? I don't know. I don't know how to look after 2 children, and my mum's looked after 3 children, so she's better at it than me.
That's why there's a support network. You've got to use it when you need it. Absolutely right.
Takes a village.
Exactly. Now, I know you've been very worried about this, because since you went on maternity leave, we have moved to our brand new studios. But don't worry, I remember to pack the Queen poster we bought you, and it's safely in a locker, so you've got Freddie and the guys to look forward to when you come back, Emma, okay?
Oh, no, I thought we'd lost it, but thank you.
No, we know that you've been listening to a lot of Queen in your spare time as well when you've been off. Emma, love to the family. Thank you for doing this morning. As I say, I know that you're very busy, and we'll speak to you again real soon. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Emma Jones, everybody. Emma Jones.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning, and right now on The Breakfast Show, I'm giving you that weekly opportunity to celebrate your beautiful individual freakishness by completing the sentence, Dave Is it weird that I... Now, the number is 81215. I encourage you to continue to get in touch with us here in the studio. And joining us right now, on line one in Newcastle, is Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome Hello. Along Darren. To the show. So I'm going to start the sentence. You finish it. The floor is yours, my friend. Is it weird that I...
took me laces into my shoes or trainers, put my feet in, and then pull the laces out to tie them just so I can feel the tickle on my feet.
Oh, wow! We're getting niche on this feature now, aren't we?
Oh, definitely.
Darren, it's a thing of beauty. There's a lot to unpack there, though, isn't there? I suppose I want to talk about the techers, first of all. Mm. So you're laying the laces inside the shoe, then holding the tongue out, putting your foot in, and then you're slowly taking the laces out to feel the sensation of the tickle on the soles of your feet.
All ASMR.
Absolutely. It's even better when you have no socks on and it pulls through the gaps in your toes.
Oh wow, you're tucking them right in.
Wow.
So if you may be having, as we all do, you know, from time to time, a bad day, do you think, you know what, Darren? Yeah. Do you know what, Daz, man? Go sockless today because you're going to get that shoelace sensation, even though you're wearing brogues and jeans.
Absolutely. Know,
that's a game changer for you. The next question has to be, when did you start doing this?
Probably about from the age of 13, when I first put my white plimsolls on.
Oh, right.
So did it happen by mistake the first time you did this? Did it? Was it a mistake? You know, I've got to pull my laces out, pet, probably, I imagine you said that. And then you did it and you went, oh, I like this.
Absolutely. It's an eye roller.
Have you ever shared this with anybody before? Is there someone, you know, significant in your life that knows about this? I'm going to call it a fetish. Okay. So,
it's a kink.
Have you ever... I started doing this in my bedroom when I was 13 and now... Anyway, so have you encouraged her to do it? Have you said, give it a go?
I did ask her, but she just thinks I'm weird.
Yeah, she does think you're weird. We all think you're a little bit weird, but we love that, and that's what we're celebrating.
And presumably, Darren, you've never had a pair of slip-ons or Velcro trainers. You must have laces every time.
Oh, no, I do have slip-ons, but I prefer the laces.
Yeah. I'm going to ring the podcast name in bed on that one. Have you ever, you know, have you ever run away with yourself, pardon the pun, in a shoe shop? Have you ever sat there in a public space doing this? Or are you just you keep it to the confines of just putting your own shoes on in the morning before leaving the house?
I've been kicked out of many shoe shops.
you must love the foot measuring thing that you do. Oh, yeah. That's really tickling.
Our first listener ever to be banned from Clark's. On a Thursday morning. I love it. Darren, thanks for sharing with the group. Speak to you real soon, man.
Cheers,
dude. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, Louise has got in touch with us saying, Dave and the team, is it weird that when I put shopping trolleys back, I make sure they are pushed together closely so that they don't get lonely?
Yeah. There is an element of wrangling horses to putting the trolleys all back together, isn't it? Putting them safely back. Yeah.
You're trying to make it cool, aren't you?
It's not cool.
Do you say that to the family? Daddy's just going to become a cowboy. Yeah. See you in a bit.
You bring out a trolley dog to sort of round up all the other trolleys. Yeah.
It's like City Slickers. Okay, so we don't think it's weird necessarily. It seems
no, I'd say it's is it pointlessly compassionate that
I've never pointlessly compassionate about the welfare of a shopping trolley.
No. It's a great name for the podcast. Now, here's one. Here's a real conversation starter from Louis in Manchester. Dave, is it weird that I suck my Greg's tomato soup up through my Greg's sausage roll?
Whoa.
Now, there's a conversation starter. Matt, let me begin with you.
I mean, everyone's familiar with the old Kit Kat straw in a cup of tea thing. That's been going on for years.
Yeah, it got me through college.
I've never heard of anyone doing this. It sounds like it's going to be a soggy mess, though, surely.
Nothing's going to do us. We're moving away from plastic sausage rolls, so I think it's environmentally friendly. So. Yeah.
Anna, would you ever be tempted to suck your soup through your sausage roll?
Yeah, that doesn't offend me. I mean, it all ends up in your gut, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is another podcast name.
The practicalities of it are worrying, though, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because the thing with the chocolate finger is it's got it's like a comey inside, so the liquid can come up.
Yeah.
But the tomato soup's quite thick, and it's effectively made a flaky
pastry.
It's going
to seep out, isn't it? Surely it's going to seep out. Mm.
I don't think it's weird, but I imagine the people around you whilst you're doing it, Louis, they probably think it's pretty weird. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
We have set aside a portion of the show today to give you the platform to tell us about your freakishness, which we celebrate, we love, and we admire. You complete the sentence, "Is it weird that I?" And right now, I'm going to complete that sentence on behalf of both myself and Matt Dyson. Because yesterday something weird happened in this very building. Matt and I were filming something. We told you a little bit about this yesterday. It's top secret, but needless to say, we will reveal all in the not too distant future. Mm-hmm. It does involve you. It will be a fun adventure, and someone's going to win an awful lot of cash.
Yes.
But first, we had to kind of embarrass ourselves in front of all of our work colleagues here at our new building.
Yeah, and they were told not to look into the camera at any point, but that was fine.
Yeah, I can't give too much away, but at one point, I mean, there are two super cool parts of this building, right? I mean, because there's so many radio stations and magazines and stuff going on here. It's a media hub, right? So everyone's cool. They're all our friends. But the two coolest places are here. I think that's fair to say. Absolute Radio. This is a cool corner of the new building.
Yeah.
And the Folk at Grazia magazine.
Yeah.
So because of this video that we were filming, Matt was forced to lay on the floor next to the Grazia people's desks while someone threw biscuits at his face.
Yeah.
This isn't even the weird bit, by the way.
The cameras aren't on at this point.
Yeah. Something he does, it's adorable, after every show.
It's my party trick.
Yeah. And the people from Grazia were tickling his belly. It was really nice. Yeah.
Lovely way to be introduced to the publishing team.
Yeah. So, we humiliated ourselves for you. As I say, all will be revealed. But this whole filming thing started with us opening the two big doors at the end of the corridor there. And they used a smoke machine. And the doors open and we come walking out. And we did a first little dry run. And, you know, the director was happy. So he said, bring in the smoke machine. So he started the smoke machine. And so it really started to fill up with smoke. And you couldn't really see anything. And then, as a total surprise, and it's so random and so weird, Matt and I are ready to walk through the smoke, through the doors to the camera. But all of a sudden, coming out of the smoke towards us, right? 7 foot tall, face tattoo. He's only human. Only human. It's Rag and Bone Man.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's
stars in your
eyes. Yes, 100%.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be
Teddy
Rag
Swims.
And Bone Man.
No, so Raggy B, as I affectionately call him, comes walking towards us. He's a quite an intimidating looking character. Yeah. He's a beautiful man.
It was amazing.
But he's an intimidating character.
It was a real amazing moment, wasn't it?
And he went, hello, and we shook hands. He's not one of Matt's talking dogs of the week. He went, hello, well, are you going?
No, he was very nice. He recognised you from when we did that gig
with
him.
Well, of course,
I'm
Dave Berry. Hello.
He's a lovely man.
He was a lovely man. So we shook hands and then he walked off. And it was just so weird to be standing there waiting.
Were you like, where are you going?
Where are you going? So Matt and I are waiting for the director to go and action. But before that happens, there he is. Raggy B.
Wow.
Just being only human. It was crazy, crazy time. It was such a weird thing. But lovely to see Rag and Bone Man.
Yes, oh, what a lovely man. Yeah.
And needless to say, we did humiliate ourselves for several hours here in our new building.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see the results of that, and we'll explain why we've done it real soon, exclusively here.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning, and time right now on The Breakfast Show to hand over to Matt Dyson for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the tidbit today, Matt?
Well, I haven't got an anti-petrol head agenda, but it's just quite funny.
It seems that way.
It's quite funny on socials to see them being mocked, right? So there's a comedian called Ali Woods who's done a great video of what he thinks it's like going to watch Formula One live. So not on the telly, but so if you go to the racetrack and just watch the cars whizzing past you, this is what Ali Woods imagines the experience is like. Here we go. Here it is.
They're about to go... Wow! They all drive so fast.
Come on, Mercedes. Oh, no. He's only got 80 minutes to try and overtake him. Shh. Trying to hear the engines. New tyres. Yes. I love it when they change their tyres. I think he just changed gears. Gear change. Oh, my God. What a race. I can't believe the best car won again.
It's a real takedown of Formula One. But, you know, everyone to their own. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm sure it's a great day out.
I think it's too little too late from you, Matt. Oh, I think that's you banned from Silverstone.
Share that video on my Twitter, my X, and you'll be talking about it later when I save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so the Thursday morning edition of The Breakfast Show draws to a conclusion. And the conclusion is, it's been one hell of a show. Thank you for tuning in and joining in. As far as naming the podcast goes, Matt,
yeah,
I don't envy you.
There's a lot of them.
I think I rang the bell 1,000 times today, including... I had a wheelbarrow, the wheel fell off. I let the nubbin go free. Thick and hairy, recognising thick and hairy. Main station or natties. Barefoot laces are an eye roller. I do have slip-ons, but I prefer the laces. Mm-hmm. Our first listener to be banned from Clark's. Wrangling trolleys with your trolley dog. I never considered the Well Forever shopping trolley. It all ends up in your gut. Plate destiny. Lying on the floor with biscuits thrown at your face in front of Grazia magazine.
Yeah.
And office stars in their eyes with Rag and Bone Man.
Well, there's been a lot going on. I mean, there's some great options. Anna Geary, I've never considered the Well Forever shopping trolley, is amazing. I do like barefoot laces or an eye roller, but I think maybe the chat with Mike from Ipswich about kiwi fruit skin, I let the nubbin go free, might be the way to go.
I Let the Nubbin Go Free is the name of the latest edition of the podcast, available in about 10 minutes' time, wherever you do your pod dealings. So on the way, we have Leona Graham. She will be here with the Tea Break Trivia and the details you need to win £1 million Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £190,000. As for us, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow from 6. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.